Contemplation of Mahasthamaprabdha. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, "Next, visualize the Bodhisattva Mahasthamaprabdha. The dimensions of this Bodhisattva are the same as those of Avalokiteshvara. His aureole, 225 yohanas in diameter, shines to a distance of 250 yohanas. The light emanating from his entire body illuminates the worlds of the 10 quarters, making them shine like purple gold. This light can be seen by anyone who has a close karmic relationship with him. Even if one sees the light emanating from only one pore of his skin, one can perceive the pure and glorious lights of the innumerable Buddhas of the 10 quarters. This is why this Bodhisattva is called Boundless Light. Furthermore, he has great power to illumine all beings with the light of wisdom in order to deliver them from the three evil realms. It is for this reason that he is also called possessed of great power. The heavenly crown of this Bodhisattva is adorned with 500 jeweled lotus flowers. Each having 500 jeweled pedestals. On each pedestal appears the pure and resplendent lands of the Buddhas in the 10 quarters, with all their boundless and glorious features. The mound on his head, shaped like a lotus bud, has a jeweled vase in front. This is suffused with various lights which reveal all the activities of the Buddha. The rest of the characteristics of his body are exactly the same as Avalokiteshvara's. When this Bodhisattva walks, all the worlds in the 10 quarters shake. wherever the earth trembles. 500 kotis of jeweled flowers appear, each as beautiful and brilliant as a flower in the land of utmost bliss. When this bodhisattva sits down, all the seven jeweled lands, from that of the Buddha golden light in the nadir to that of the Buddha king of light in the zenith, tremble simultaneously. From between these, manifested bodies of Amitayas, Avalokiteshvara, and Mahasthamaprabdha, as innumerable as particles of dust, all assemble like clouds in the land of utmost bliss, filling the entire sky. Sitting on lotus seats, they expound the wonderful Dharma to save suffering beings. To visualize thus is known as the contemplation of Mahasthamaprabdha Bodhisattva, and is also called the contemplation of Mahasthamaprabdha's physical characteristics. To visualize that bodhisattva in this way is known as the 11th contemplation. It extinguishes the evil karma which one has committed during immeasurable and uncountable kalpas of samsara. Those who practice this contemplation will no longer be subject to birth from the womb. They can journey to the pure and exquisite lands of the Buddhas. These contemplations are called the complete contemplations of Avalokiteshvara and Mahasthamaprabdha. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.